I'm here in Castleton, and I'm interviewing one of the friends of Faith, Hope, and Love. Her name is Jane, and she's going to share with you one idea of a practical way how you can serve the community and bring the love of Christ. Jane, welcome. Thank you for your willingness to share.
Oh, thank you, Merlin. Well, Merlin said practical. I don't know how practical this is, but when we did it a couple summers ago, some friends and I went to PT's and a harem house, Long Pendleton Pike, and their strip clubs. We just walked in there and saw the love of Christ for these women who just walk in a world of brokenness. And what we did was we just asked them if we could pray for them and invited the Holy Spirit in, and right there in the club, at the bar, we just prayed, and for this one particular girl, and who had to, we had to wait for her because she had to go up on stage. She left, came back right away, and said somebody else said that they would dance for me, and so we got to pray for her. So the Lord totally prepared a way. My encouragement to you is if you just step out in faith, that he will do the rest. And it's amazing to watch him work.
Yeah. Well, we just have about 30 seconds here, Jane. So you mentioned that it's amazing how the Lord works. How did it touch your heart when you actually reach out to people and you mentioned that it seems like you were the one that was blessed?
Just to see the hope in their eyes gave me hope in areas of my life where, you know, there wasn't necessarily hope. But, you know, God comes to everybody if we just reach out and ask. So that was my encouragement.
Wow, there you go. Another practical way, doing mission trip in your own backyard. Once again, Merlin from Faith, Hope, and Love, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.